Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 4, verses 34 through 35, verses 34 and 35, rather. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 4, verses 34 and 35. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it from the Bible Knowledge commentary. When the 7 years had transpired at the end of that time, Nebuchadnezzar, with his sanity praised the Most High God. The king who had sought honor and glory for himself now acknowledged that the Most High lives forever. The king confessed that God's dominion is eternal, that his kingdom endures. Thus he acknowledged God's sovereign authority. Nebuchadnezzar also acknowledged God's irresistible will. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. Also, the king confessed that man is answerable to God, not God to man. For no one can stop God, and no one has a right to question him. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6